The city of Philadelphia is 58 days out from hosting its first NFL draft since 1961. It's expected to bring big crowds, big TV viewership, and big exposure for Philadelphia. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that taxpayer dollars won't be needed to help it happen.
It is going to be absolutely spectacular. The draft has never been done like this before, the Philadelphia way.
Former Eagles quarterback Ron Jaworski turned into a cheerleader when he spoke about the draft, the annual selection of top college players trying to break into pro football. He says the event, which has been on the road for the past 2 years, is a major spectacle. Larry Needle of PHL Sports, a division of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, says the hospitality business will definitely notice.
Nearly 40,000 hotel room nights, $80 million plus in economic impact, 1,700 members of the media coming in.
The event costs approximately $25 million a stage. The city's responsible for about $5 million for security and other city services. Needle says private fundraising has already generated about 70%. Peter O'Reilly, the NFL's senior vice president of events, says the entertainment will stretch from the Art Museum to the Franklin Institute, a span that would cover 25 football fields. A temporary 3,000-seat theater will be assembled at the top of the Art Museum steps.
A lot of people obviously want to be in the theater, and it's a great experience, and you're there, and the prospects are there across the 3 days, but the experience in the Parkway is pretty great if you want to. There's a little bit of everything, whether if you're a fan who wants to go to the Draft Tavern on the Parkway and drink a beer and see what's going on, or if you want to, with your family, and you want to go to the kids area.
Mayor Jim Kenney says this will be an inclusive event, not one that scares people out of the Art Museum area, as some businesses say happened during the Pope's visit.
In many ways, elements of the government during the Pope were telling people to stay away. That's not the message you want to give. You want people to come to Philadelphia, the Parkway. You want them to come to the Reading Terminal Market, to Market Street, to South Broad Street, to the neighborhoods, to Baltimore Avenue, to South Philly, to Passyunk.
And while Philadelphia may have had plenty of international exposure during the papal visit and Democratic National Convention, this event will likely reach people who didn't tune in for either of those. Football fans looking to get their hands on some free seats for the draft will have to enter a lottery beginning next week. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.